Crawfish farmers have been flooding their fields in preparation for the current season. But in Vermilion Parish, a lack of water and saltwater intrusion is complicating the crop. LSU Ag Center Coastal Area Agent Mark Shirley.
Of course, the crawfish farmers are having to pump right now, and it's getting pretty salty to where they don't want to put that salt water on the land.
Shirley says the salt water doesn't affect the crawfish as much as it does the land.
We checked it right here in this canal right here, and it was a little over 4,000 parts per million, which is still not a threshold that is going to be detrimental to crawfish. But if you're growing rice in this field, you don't want to put that much salt on this field because it will affect next year's rice crop.
Shirley is concerned that the extremely dry weather during the past year could hurt this season's crawfish crop.
We're always concerned when we have very little rain in July, August, September. That seems to be a critical time. If it gets too dry, those female crawfish with the eggs, they actually die in the burrow.
Vermilion Parish typically has around 1,500 acres of crawfish ponds. Producers have already started harvesting crawfish, but production peaks in the spring. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.